Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you for listening to Comic Talk today. I am Dustin, as usual, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for July the 3rd, 2020. Happy early 4th of July. So let's get into TV streaming. And first up in TV streaming, we have a new show called Debris. This is NBC trying their hand at an X-Files clone, it would seem. This is created by J.H. Wyman, who also created Almost Human. So if you're familiar with that series, then you kind of have an idea of what you're in for. Same showrunner means similar feel. This show is starring Ryan Steele, who was in Ant-Man and the Wasp, Legacies, and Magicians. In Ant-Man and the Wasp, she was the mom to the villain, effectively, the quote-unquote villain, because there was, and it's a, that was a, it was a good movie, but it was not traditional in that sense. So yeah, she was the quote-unquote villain's mom, just to kind of give you a little bit more point of reference. And then the other star is Jonathan Tucker, who you'll recognize his face, but he's still pretty young in Hollywood. You'll probably remember seeing him from Westworld or Snowfall or things of that nature. Deadline describes the new show as two agents, played by Steele and Tucker, from two different continents and two different mindsets, must work together to investigate when wreckage from a destroyed alien spacecraft has mysterious effects on humankind. So again, this actually almost has like an Alphas kind of feel to it as far as that description goes. This is one of two shows that got pilots this season from NBC, both of which got picked up. This will be the first new series on NBC from 2020. The second one, like I said, did get picked up. It's called La Brea, but we won't be seeing that until likely the fall, it would seem. That is what we have there. Next, we have a release date for Star Trek Lower Decks. So flying in the face of some of those rumors that we've been talking about, like, and like, I kind of knew this was happening because the rumors just sound like angry fans making stuff up. But we have a release date. Lower Decks is coming out August 6th. And that's all we really have right now. I mean, just to kind of give you the long and the short of it, this series is the second ever Star Trek animated series. It has to do with people in the Lower Decks, people who are not the captain and his crew. This is just the people who make sure the ship maintains, I can't remember the exact quote, but it was something along the line. The guy who created it is also one of the creators of Rick and Morty. And when he pitched his idea for the show to Akiva Goldsman and all of the people who have the gatekeeping privileges for Star Trek, he said something along the lines of, I want to make a show about the guy who puts the yellow cartridge in the food replicator so that a banana can come out when somebody orders it. So this is like the janitorial staff on a starship in the Star Trek universe. It sounds pretty cool. That's all we've got. We're moving next into Beavis and Butthead. That's right. Beavis and Butthead are making another revival attempt. This time, it sounds like they've got their head on a little bit more straight. If you remember last time this was attempted, it was on MTV.com, so not on MTV proper. They were doing it just as a streaming show. It was shorter episodes, and I believe they took out the music videos, and they were just going to do like a Daniel Tosh ridiculousness kind of thing where they were going to riff on YouTube videos instead of music videos, and it did not go so well. This time, though, it sounds like they're going to be returning to their format, and they're changing their channel. They are now going to be a Comedy Central show, which is kind of six one way, half a dozen the other, because Comedy Central and MTV are both the same parent company, so both Viacom. Mike Judge is coming back as showrunner, executive producer, and voice actor. Just jack of all trades. It's pretty freaking awesome. There is going to be at least two seasons. I couldn't find an episode count for the two seasons, though it would stand to reason we're probably going to be seeing something in the neighborhood of like, I would say 13 to 15 episodes going off of the current trend right now. If we get a proper like 22, 23 episode season, that would be freaking awesome. I don't think that's going to be the case though, but who knows, because they didn't announce that. They just said there's going to be two seasons plus a couple of specials and spinoff options. So maybe we're going to get a revival of Daria. That would be freaking awesome, actually. That's all we've got on that one. And now we're talking about the last one. And this is the one that you're probably waiting for information on because you've seen the headlines because they're everywhere. We're getting a Fallout series from Jonathan Nolan and Lisa Joy. That's right. The people who gave us the Westworld series are now working on a Fallout series for Amazon. I feel like we touched on this in a rumor. I could be wrong. This sounded so familiar when it was announced. I was like, I feel like we've announced that this was potentially happening in a rumor at some point, but I very well could be wrong. We don't know much else about this yet, aside from the fact it's going to Amazon Prime. There is very little known about this yet as far as, are they ordering more than one season? Probably not. How long is the season going to be? Probably 10 to 12 episodes. We can guess on a lot of these things, but we don't know when it's going to be happening. We don't know when production is scheduled for. None of these things have been made known, so that's all we've got. And now let's talk about movies. We have a bit of movies information. We have a very interesting piece. We're going to first start on a little bit of a down note. Carl Reiner, a very amazing comedic actor, died at the age of 98 on Monday. The cause of death was listed as natural causes, which we've been hearing a lot of recently for older Hollywood, which is a nice change of pace, I feel like. Carl Reiner was amazing, man. You know Carl Reiner. He's been in a million and one things. He was in the Oceans movies with George Clooney and Brad Pitt. He was the older guy in those movies. And those happened like almost 20 years ago, right? Maybe even 20 years ago. I'm old. So very, very sad day. But I mean, 98, he had a good run, man. It was an amazing actor and an amazing comedic actor. Very good friends with Mel Brooks. So the comedy world is feeling the loss. That's for sure. So moment of silence, I guess. And let's move on. All right. We have from that, we're moving into something rather ridiculous, in my opinion. We have a Frosty the Snowman update that we're talking about. Why are we talking about Christmas already? It's about that time. They're going to start going into production on Christmas movies. But the reason we're talking about it on this show is kind of twofold. First off, it's being written by the same guy who wrote Elf. So David Brennenbaum. Brennenbaum. There we go. I read it. David Brennenbaum, who wrote Elf, is also reportedly writing this movie. But the big nerd thing about this is Jason Momoa is going to be the voice of Frosty the Snowman. Yeah, weird. I got nothing on this one. We had to talk about it just for the pure like train wreck of it all. So that's what we've got on that one. Next is actually a really interesting thing that we need to discuss for a moment, and that is Walmart. Why are we talking about Walmart in a movies news section? Because Walmart, as of August, is apparently, and this is coming from multiple sources who are legit news sources, not just like we got this covered or something that's just, I think I heard a thing once. This is legitimately been announced, at least company-wide, and then somebody leaked it to the news, that Walmart in August is going to be doing drive-in style movies in their parking lots. 160 stores across the country, across the United States, are going to be converting a portion of their parking lot into a drive-in movie theater. Now, as I was doing the research for this piece, most of the outlets had very little information beyond that. There was one source, though, that said that there was a lot of speculation. Well, we don't know what kind of movies they're going to be showing. This could be very damning for mom-and-pop drive-in movie theaters because if Walmart can do it, then they're going to theoretically put all of the mom-and-pop drive-in movie theaters out. But it sounds like there was one source that had a little bit of a glimmer of hope on that front. It sounds like Walmart is not going to be getting new releases. This is a partnership with Tribeca Films, and the movies they're going to be showing are going to be quote-unquote classics or movies that aren't going to theaters. So they're going to be showing, where'd my list go? They're going to be showing the lights of Jaws and Space Jam and stuff like that. So it's going to be a thing to go do, but it's not going to be a thing to go see a brand new movie, if that makes any sense. So there is a little bit of a hope if that part of this news break is legit. And I mean, again, all of my sources for this one were not questionable, so I have no reason to question that. But that's very interesting that Walmart is getting into that. There will be like a car hop situation. They'll be bringing you concessions instead of you going to a concession stand. Then they will be sending people out to take orders and so on and so forth, apparently. Though, I mean, it's Walmart. You could just go in before the movie starts and get some snacks and then go back to your car and drive up to, yeah, very interesting. Moving on. Our final piece for movie news has to do with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. This one is not a live action announcement. This is another animated series, or animated movie, rather. So this is another cold reboot of the series, of the movie franchise. But It's interesting because the last animated movie wasn't really a reboot, but wasn't really a continuation. It was kind of its own thing that acknowledged the other things. This one is going to be its own thing that apparently doesn't acknowledge the other things. Reportedly, I would imagine there's going to be Easter eggs. But other interesting points about this is the production company is Point Grey Pictures, who is, if you don't know that name, that production company is run by Seth Rogen and his writing partner, Evan Goldberg. It's their production studio, and they're teaming up with Paramount, who owns the rights. And it's, again, it's going to be a brand new animated movie that doesn't have anything to do with any of the live action movies, and presumably doesn't have anything to do with the previous animated movie or any of the TV series or anything like that. It's just there with Seth Rogen in charge of this to some degree. I feel like we theoretically are going to be getting a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles that we will appreciate and not one that we're going to pick apart and leave for dead. And that is all we have there for movies, guys. Now we have rumor time. Rumor mill. First is Conjuring 3. The subtitle is The Devil Made Me Do It. I don't know why this sounded new to me, but in case you didn't know, this movie's happening. The rumor about this, though, is that they're potentially going to be moving the release date back from September 11th of this year to sometime in 2021 because coronavirus. This one, yeah, probably. I can't say that it's not going to happen because everything's getting moved back, right? So very likely this one's going to happen. Next, we have a gaming rumor, and it is Fable. So for you Xbox players out there, the patent, the property rights for Fable were set to expire just a little while ago, just a couple of weeks ago. And a matter of like a day or a few days before they expired, Microsoft re-upped. So this is actual news. The rumor about this, because after Microsoft re-upped their rights and extended their ownership of the property, now everyone is speculating, well, are we going to be seeing Fable for the Series X? And it's been a long time since we've got a Fable game. So yeah, probably. I feel like this is a rumor that has a lot of legs. And I'm actually hopeful that it happens. Next, we're talking about Ben Affleck Batman, and actually kind of a little more meta conversation, which will lead us into the following point. Meta conversation about what Warner Brothers and DC and AT&T is doing with all of these properties. So there is a giant rumor going around that Ben Affleck just signed a new contract to play Batman. To what extent, we don't know, but the rumor says he signed to come on to do a series of films, which very well could be that HBO Max series that we've talked about previously in other episodes. Or it could be going forward, assuming the Snyder Cut does well, because they're putting a lot of bank on the fact that the Snyder Cut's going to do well, could be actual movies. This is part of a series of rumors. Again, this is going to lead us into our next piece, but series of rumors talking about the multiverse and how Warner Brothers and AT&T specifically is pushing Warner Brothers to do a movie multiverse. And so much so that that's why they're bringing Keaton back in. That's why there's rumors about Ben Affleck coming back in. That's why there's even a little kind of sort of a little bit of rumors about Christian Bale coming back, because they want all of these Batman to exist at the same time with Robert Pattinson, even in their separate universes. And then potentially we can do some Avengers style buildup in a couple years. We do a giant multiverse movie, because this is what DC's been doing in the comic books for years, which then kind of leads us a little bit into the Flashpoint rumors that we have. It's kind of the same rumor, just extended. So Michael Keaton is coming back to play Batman. The rumor says that there is no talk of Michael Keaton being Thomas Wayne. He is coming back to be Bruce Wayne. So he will be, and he will be in the cape and cowl. He will be in the Tim Burton yellow logo cape and cowl. So that's cool, if it is to be believed. But also, part the rumor then goes on to say that the reason they're not bringing Jeffrey Dean Morgan back as Thomas Wayne is because Thomas Wayne is not in the script for Matt Reeves' for the Flashpoint Batman. Sorry, the Flashpoint movie. I got Batman on the brain. Thomas Wayne just isn't there. So that's why the rumor says we're not going to be seeing Jeffrey Dean Morgan. But there was another rumor that was a quote-unquote leaked casting list, and that part of that casting list had Thomas Wayne on it. So yeah, you kind of got to take six in one hand and half a dozen in the other and see which one balances out. I honestly, this whole slew of Batman rumors, there is nothing, aside from them talking to Michael Keaton, there is nothing that says this is going to happen. So honestly, if I'm being 100% honest, I don't think this is going to be the direction that they go. The Snyder cut kind of implies they might do this, and the fact that they're supposedly doing a Flashpoint movie also kind of implies this, but that's not hard evidence. So if I'm being 100% honest, I don't think this is going to be the direction they go. Would be freaking awesome, and my mind will be 100% blown if it is, but again, likelihood says no. And then we're talking about Superman. This is actually a comic book rumor. So reportedly DC will be making Superman the head of the authority in the books coming pretty soon. So it sounds like they've dropped the 5G and now they're making Superman a villain, if this rumor is to be believed. I can see this. I'm about 50-50 on this one. Honestly, because they're trying to revamp comic books and they're trying to get more of an audience, this one very well could happen. I don't have any reason to believe, though I don't have any reason not to believe this one. And then our final piece of news is another Justice League movie. This one is being dubbed Rebirth. This one is reportedly going, if you want to believe the multiverse rumor, this is going to be the J.J. Abrams version of the DC universe. Very little was known beyond that, though. It will be, if you don't want to believe the multiverse rumor, then this will be a soft reboot of the DCEU at large. So they're taking the soft reboot status from Flash and putting it onto this Justice League movie. I hate the fact that this one has a little bit more credibility, just knowing how production companies work and things of that nature. This one has more credibility of the lot of them, but I don't want this one to be the one that happens. But that's all we've got for rumors, guys. And that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject and subscribe to whichever one you choose. Or if you want to go into the full news show or just want to generally get into other nerdy things, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.